Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
In the K100 Internet Radio, you know what I'm saying? Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. Once again, that's 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show, you feel me? I want to thank everybody that's going to be tuning in tonight, everybody that's going to tune in early, and everybody that will tune in after the fact, you feel what I'm saying? Going to be talking about something a little more serious, on a serious note again tonight, you feel me? Not necessarily really serious, and I'm pretty sure some of my K100 faithful will find some kind of way to mangle it and turn it into something other than what it was meant to be. I'm guessing. I'm hoping they behave, but I don't know. But in any event, welcome everybody to the show. All right. I want to make sure that all of you guys know that K100 Internet Radio is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You feel what I'm saying? We do music around these parts, you know. With that being said, I want to remind everybody that if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, please send your music in to K100 Internet Radio at gmail.com in an MP3 version so that we can get some of your music on the show and spin it. You understand? Once again, the email address for the show, it doesn't even matter if you want to send music in or not, just the official email address for the show. But especially if you want to send your music in, make sure it's in the MP3 format and send it to K100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. K100radio@gmail.com. Okay? First thing, all right? Second thing, of course, is I want to remind everybody that we are on Facebook. We're also on MySpace. What else? We're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, oh yeah, and iTunes, that's right. So I want to remind everybody, if you're on MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. Also, if you're on Facebook, become a fan of the Facebook official page for K100 Radio. Just go, if you don't know where it's at, best way to just get there quick is go to go to Facebook's site, type in K100, and then when you see the middle finger, which is our logo, if you've never seen it, it's the middle finger, a great big old fuck you. Say what we want to say, do what we want to do over here, kiss my ass. That would be us. All right? That's what our logo looks like. So when you see that, like the page and everything. Also, become my friend on Facebook. Do a search for Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. You'll see two or three pages. All right? You'll see my personal page, my name, Sour Blizzum Blue. You'll also see the page for my music, for Chainless Entertainment. All right? Like all of those, please. Would you please? And become my friend and support the cause. Outside of K100, if you haven't already done that. All right? I want to remind everybody once again. That we have promo shit for the show, man. I don't know how many people know that or not, but we got promo shit for the show. We got t-shirts for the show. We got cups, bottles, bags. What else? Cups, bottles, bags, water bottles, coffee mugs. Hats are going to be coming soon. So if you want to really rock the K100 and really represent it, of course, keep in mind that, our logo is a middle finger. So you might not want to wear it around too many people. You know what I'm saying? That's why this show is for the grown and sexy, okay? But we do have all those promo items available for the show. So if you go to the official K100 page on Facebook, once again, just go to Facebook, do a search for K100, all right? And, you know, you'll find the link there, okay? It's up under the links for the show page, all right? And order something if you want to. If you like it, if you support the cause, it's all good. You understand what I'm saying? So, before you even do that, I want to go ahead and thank you in advance. Okay, 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966 is the number. Remember, if you want to talk about what we're going to be talking about tonight, which is, in fact, episode 98, you dig? If you want to talk about what we're going to be talking about tonight on episode 98, you feel me? Make sure that you hit the number one in the host queue. I see a couple people already on the line. 901, you'll be the first person that I go to. 901 just hung up. Okay, I'll be right back, 901. I don't know if I'm coming back to him or not, but... Well, anyway, whoever else is on the line, make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk about what I'm going to be talking about on the show tonight. All right? And I go down the line, of course, but just remember, if you have to hit the number one in order for me to come to your phone line. Now, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get into what we're going to be talking about tonight. Excuse me. Kind of personal for me. I can wholeheartedly agree and admit to. So whenever I talk about a show that directly I can relate to, I tend to get a little bit crunk. I tend to get a little bit amped up. Pardon me. All right. Pardon me. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of the show. And I'd like to be all in it. You feel me? So, you know, we're going to go ahead and just dive into it real quick already. All right. Episode 98. Too much of a good thing. Too much of a good thing. Now, you can have too much of a good thing in a lot of ways. You can have too much sex. Love sex. Love it. But you can have too much of it. Well, not really too much of it, but just too many people. Well, not really too many people, but too many of the wrong people. Point is, you can always overindulge in something that's actually intended to be good. Okay? And what I'm talking about tonight for the purposes of this show, all right, I'm talking about church. I'm talking about religion in the lives of kids, of youth. Now, everybody knows, before I read my synopsis, that when you're living with your mom and daddy growing up in their house, all right, not following the rules, especially in the black household, not following the rules can get you fucked up. Mama, don't play that. Get your ass mashed real quick, like telling mama them what you will and won't do around here, okay? Don't work like that. Didn't work like that for me. Didn't work like that for my kids, all right? When I decided that I didn't want to work like that, I got kicked out the fucking house, all right? And I've been pretty much, you know, winging it ever since. We'll get into that. But I want to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show and let everybody know what we're going to be talking about tonight. All right, episode 98. Too much of a good thing. In case some of my listeners don't know, I'm the caller PK. Show up a preacher's kid, all right? Those of you that listen to my music and know me as Blizzum the Artist also may know me as Blizzum the Producer. My production company name is Prodigal Son. The Prodigal Son. If you know the parable in the Bible, then you get it. Moving right along. Yes, I know it's shocking. I know it's shocking that I'm a preacher's kid. You feel me? People say, you know, now, you know, Blue's off the chain. Have you ever listened to his show? Have you ever talked with him before? Yo, he's a preacher's kid. And actually, sometimes you can ask somebody, you can tell somebody that, and if they know me, and they may say the exact opposite. Because then again, some people will say my life reflects exactly what a PK and any other kid that was raised up going to church a lot is like when they grow up. Which would be the total opposite of what they were told to be by their parents. The total opposite of what they listen to day in and day out, week in, week out, year after year in church. You see, sometimes you can be given too much of a good thing, right? I think this is really the case when you're raising kids up in church. Now, let me be clear, everybody. Class is in session, first of all. All right, let me be clear. All right. I love my mama to death. Now, if you know me, you know that. Disrespecting her can just... I'm not talking. I'm not totally not talking to niggas about that right there, period. There's no discussion. There's no point of argument. I'm mashing. I'm off the top. All right, I love my mama. I respect my mama immensely. She's a minister. Wasn't my whole life, but you know what I'm saying? When I was younger, when I was born, she wasn't. But she became one. And so I went to church a lot. Right? And I love my mom for giving me spiritual guidance and teaching me good moral behavior. But there's a difference between going to church a few Sundays, you know, and going to church 3 to 4 days a week all year long, all the time, faithfully. Sunday service, Wednesday service, choir rehearsal, kids ministries, church functions, whatever. It's a lot. It's a lot. And if you're an adult, and that's what you choose to do, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has, everybody, you know, there's nothing, I'm definitely not against that. There's nothing wrong with it. Although we know my reservations about mega churches, and we know what's going on with Bishop Eddie Long and all that, it's not the point of the conversation tonight. The point is, you can have too much of what is meant to be a good thing. Some people overdo it when it comes to making their kids attend church. I think. All right? And it can have the reverse effect. All right? You know how they say church girls are the worst ones? Well, it's because they are so overprotected and scrutinized that once they get out away from their atmosphere, they feel like finding out what they've been missing, even if it's bad. You know what I'm saying? And being, once again, I want to make sure everybody understands me. Just because you go to church a lot doesn't necessarily incorporate you being a strict parent. But most of the time, a lot of times, they kind of go hand in hand. You feel me? All right. Especially if it's bad, since they had to be so good all the time, you know, for the people that's watching in the church, you know, you gotta kind of be on your extra behavior. And if you're raised up a preacher's kid, or if you're in church a lot, you kind of have to be a little bit more reserved than normal, you know, outside of just being whoever mama and daddy. And show us, you got to be a little bit more on your P's and Q's about what you say, how you dress, and all that. You feel me? When you go to church a lot, when you're a preacher's kid, if you're a church kid, or your mom and dad is deacon such and such, or minister such and such, or head of the choir, all that right there. All right? Now, sometimes, if you make a child go to church too much, they get sick of it and start to actually dislike the very thing that you want them to love. Pay attention, everybody. Kids are kids. Okay? Grown-ups or grown-ups, even as an adult, even on your job, when your job makes you do something that you really don't want to do, you don't like it. Okay? It's human nature. You can't expect a kid, if they're not having fun, if they don't enjoy church that much, to actually go and be happy to go. Now, once again, I understand they're your kids, and it's a do what the fuck I say, not what I do mentality when you're a parent. And in fact, you must have that as a parent. I understand that, but this is all about balance. So here goes. The questions are, do you think making kids go to church a lot is good or bad? If you had to go to church often, did you like having to go? Or could you not wait until you was grown and about your mama them shit and you didn't have to go all the time? When you got older, did you wild out because you felt like you missed something growing up because you were raised in a church household and you weren't allowed to do a lot of the things the other kids your age were allowed to do? Were you putting on an act for the church people? Meaning, you was an usher on Sunday, but snuck out on Saturday and was playing hide and go get it or something like that. You know what I'm saying? When you get a little older, actually going through with the act with your little boyfriend that you got at school that you can't tell your mom and them about because you wasn't allowed to have a boyfriend or even fucking wear makeup. Now, these are the questions, all right? Do you think it's good parenting, all right? Do you think it's good parenting to put your religious views and how you feel about church and God and all that on your child? Or is it just raising them to walk in the path that you feel they should? How do you think it will affect how you raise your kids? Meaning, I don't go to church a lot, and I don't force my kids to go to church all the time, although my daughter goes a lot because she's in the custody of her mother and her grandmother, and her grandmother's a church fanatic. You know, and so I can't really do nothing that because she doesn't live with me. But my son, when I was living in the household with my son, I would go every now and again because I can unequivocally tell you I don't go to church a lot because I went so much as a child. I said I was like, when I got older, I go when I damn well get ready, when I feel like it. And I do go sometimes. I probably go to church twice a year, three times a year. Sometimes I just feel like it and I just go. But that's enough for me. Of course, I'm one of these people who don't believe the church is where your spirituality lies in. All right? It's just a place. But I don't necessarily mean, I don't put a high stake in that right there. But maybe that's why I feel like that. But I think I feel like that because I had to go a lot as a child when I really didn't want to. You know what I'm saying? So, do you not attend church often now as an adult as a result of having to do it a lot as a child? Do you believe PKs are the worst ones? Church kids are the worst kids? They the sneakiest? They the ones who got all the problems? Do you believe that stigma? Can you really make a child go to church too much? Or is that the devil talking? Those are the questions, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. Got a couple people raising their hand off the clock. So I'll go ahead and start down the line. Make sure you hit the number one. All right? Make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk about what we're talking about tonight. All right? First person on the air, 361. I think it's the homegirl from Texas, I believe. What's popping?
Hey, what's good, Lizum?
What's good? What's good? Thanks for tuning in to the show. I appreciate it. You feel me? I want to welcome you back to K100. You know what I mean? So, you heard the synopsis of the show. You know what we're talking about. Episode 98, you did. Too much of a good thing, and this time, this good thing we're talking about is church. All
right? Right.
I said that I was a PK. I said I went to church a lot more than most people growing up, and I think it kind of pushed me away from church as an adult. Some might argue that, no, I'm just a fucking badass. Whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm confused. I don't know. But I know that I really don't go to church a lot because I went to church so much as a child growing up. So I don't go that much. You know what I'm saying? And I think I don't raise my kids to have to go to church every Sunday and every Wednesday and all that. You feel me? Now maybe if I was a member of a church here in Atlanta and active, maybe that would not be the case because, say for instance, I don't have a babysitter or whatever. And a lot of times that was the case. No wonder why. Well, that's not really the case. I always had somewhere else I could go. I just had to go, period, point blank. But what do you feel? Let me go ahead and ask you all the questions real quick. And remember, everybody, you know how this works. People call in, I answer, and I ask them a series of questions, and you will get your chance, all right? I see everybody's hand raised. I try to make it quick. Okay, first and foremost, do you think making kids go to church a lot is good or bad?
I would say a lot, like what you're talking about, like a few times a week and stuff. Yeah, it is bad.
Okay. All right. Did you have to go often? Did you have to go to church a lot as a child?
Well, you see, that's the thing, okay? I'm the youngest of four. And the other three, they were like, baptized, like, a couple of times. They were going to church, like, often. And they actually turned out, you know, not as adults as worse, but, like, they acted out bad. They were some badass kids. Like, they were fucking up left and right, getting into all sorts of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And they were the ones that went to church the most growing up.
Yeah, yeah. But when it came down to me, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I would go to church class, and I was involved, and I would go to church, but I never went as much as they did. I wasn't like they. I think like a couple of them, they even went to like the school for church,
private school,
you know,
church schools. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and they got some ass whoopings there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were bad. They were real bad.
Do you think it has? Do you honestly think it had to do with the church?
I do, because they were pushed so hard that they felt like they had to. They didn't really have much of a choice in the matter. Mm-hmm. It was just like either you go or suffer the consequences, you know?
Right, right. And nobody, even kids, and don't get me wrong, I know that when you're a parent, it's not a fucking democracy. All right? I know that. I dig that, because my kids don't – it's not a democracy when it comes to my kids. You feel me? But what I'm saying is that's where your parenting skills come in, and don't put them in that particular situation, you feel me, like that. Now, when you did go to church, were you ever, like, putting on an act? Like, were you really, like, a bad – like sneaking and doing all the kind of things, but then you kind of had to act a certain way when you're around church folks just putting on the front for them? Did you have to do that? Did you do that?
Maybe, I think so. Yeah, a little something like that, but nothing like major. Like, I wasn't like some, like, you know, heathen, you know. I wasn't like out there like doing all sorts of bad shit, but maybe a little bit of something like that, yeah.
Okay. Do you think it's good parenting to make your child go to church? Do you think it's bad parenting? Now, this is different from the first question. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's different from the first question because you have to understand that this is, when it comes to religion and subjects like this, that this is what these people believe wholeheartedly. People who are Christians and a lot of other denominations, they believe you will die and go to hell if you don't
live that way. So what they are trying to do, actually, is save their kids from hell. Who doesn't want to save their kids from hell when you think about it, right? So do you think that this makes them a bad parent when they do that? Because in actuality, they're trying to help their kids. But at the same time, there's been numerous studies, I can attest to it myself personally, that it really can have a negative effect when you push it down their throat like that. Is it good parenting or not?
I wouldn't say it's bad parenting, no. Because their heart is in the right place. They have every good intention for their kids. They just want to try to bring them up right. They want to have a good upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
And but I wouldn't say it's bad parenting. It's just a little overprotection. It's just overdoing.
Right. So how do you think being raised like that affected you as a child growing up? Did it affect your decisions as an adult about how you would handle them having to go to church? And if they did it affect you? Because it unequivocally affected me. I will never make my kids go to church a lot. I will tell them they need to go when their moms wants to go, whatever. I have no problem. But if anybody tries to make my child go to church a lot, and they really don't want to, I'm gonna tell. And I will actually check my mom, my daughter's mom, and her grandmom, and my son's mom, and tell them, look, damn it, they don't need to go to church all the time. If you want to just make it just on Sunday, okay, cool. If you want them to go every Sunday, one day out the week, that's cool. But you ain't gonna make them go 3 or 4 days out the goddamn week. I'm gonna step in because I know what can possibly arise from that, especially if they're really not feeling it. I will step in. All right? I don't give a fuck if they live with me. I'll step in. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a problem. All right? So how did it affect you growing up, raising your kids?
I don't make them go. They actually ask me to go and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right now, I haven't found a church. You know, I keep going to different churches. I just haven't found that right church yet. But, like, they asked me to go, and they asked me to go to class. I just recently put them in a class recently, a Bible study class.
Okay.
And,
but they asked to, that's different, because they want to go.
Yeah, right.
They asked to is not. I'm not talking about, you know, your kid obviously is, like, bitching and like, yo, God, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? But you're like, you're going to go? Well, I'm going to beat it out you. I'm going to beat the devil out you. So I used to hear it like, I'm going to beat that devil out you. Insinuating because I didn't want to go to church for the third time this week that I had the devil in me. That's why I asked the last question. I don't know.
But that, I mean, that's the reason why I gave them that choice. I had that choice, so I feel that they should have that choice because I watched by other people's mistakes. Like, I learned from that shit. Mm-hmm. And so I take that with me. And so what I saw, it didn't do them any good. It just did bad. I'm not saying that, you know, to believe in the devil or whatever, but, you know, be God-fearing, yes, but you don't try to instill that so much to where they either, like, hate you for it or they just don't like going to church because of that fact of just making them go and not giving them that choice, not giving them that option. You know, we have options when we're old and grown. And so you got to give them some type of leeway or they're never going to learn. Like, they're never going to see the big picture, right?
Right.
They're never
going
to see, like, oh, well, I actually have that choice to actually get up and go to church.
Right.
Instead of, like, being made and drug out and, like, you know, kicking, screaming or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. Thanks. I got a couple people raising their hands, so I want to make sure that I grab all my callers tonight, and I've got quite a few people on the line. Interesting. My other two series shows I had this week, not too many people. Not so much the case. I guess everybody's been through this. I guess a lot of people have been through this, all right? Stay on the line, please, if you can. Of course, I would like for you to come back around if we get through everybody, and, of course, you know, engage in the conversation later on down the line in case somebody brings up a point. You know, you flashed the number one, all right? Let me know. I'll come back to you, okay?
Most definitely.
All right, thanks. All right, next up, we got the homegirl. This is Ruby. What's happening, Ruby, from the Candy Crush Show?
How you
What's
doing?
What's going on? Thanks for calling in. You feel me? All right, what's popping with you?
Nothing. I like the topic.
Like the topic?
Yeah.
You feel me? Right, exactly. So let me go ahead and jump right into it, okay? And once again, thanks. First question is, because I got about five people raising their hand, I'm getting down the line. Do you think making kids go to church a lot is good or bad? Is it not whether or not it's good parenting or not? First question is whether or not that's just a good or bad idea.
Well, see, because, I mean, my mom's a minister, my grandparents, both of them, and I have a couple uncles, so I was in the church Monday through Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, when I was younger, and I now that I'm older, it's no need for all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's no need. I mean, it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing, too.
Right. Now, so do you think that I got to ask you this. Do you think that had any bearing on your sexuality at all?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think that made you kind of want to try some whatever because you was curious or whatever? That was on your own doing? That was just
that
you?
That was my own doing.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. I just wanted to ask you that. Okay. Now, you said you had to go often or whatnot. You could. Were you one of the people children who couldn't wait to get older and say, fuck that, I can't wait till I get old enough to where I can't go, I don't got to go anymore?
Yes.
You was?
Yes.
Okay. All right. because some kids, they never complain. Even if they felt that way, they never did. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is this a bad parenting move or is it based on the child's personality? Because some people can say, Blue, you just a fucking badass. That's all that is. Don't blame that shit on your mama.
No, because, I mean, when I was younger, I loved it. You know, I loved it, but then when I got in the teenage, you know, when I was a teenager and everything like that, and it was just taking too much time, you know, doing everything, you know, doing all the sports and stuff like that, then having to go to church every day, yeah. No, because when I got a teenager, I just looked at it like, what the fuck?
Right. It really made you. Be honest with me. Did it make you? Were you one of the ones that put an act on for the church people on Sunday and everything and all those days,
no.
But then you snuck out and was bad?
No. I was still me. If somebody came up to me, that's why my mom always said she raised all her kids to speak their minds, and I'm the only one that she wished that she never did because I'm not finna front and I'm not finna fake. Just because my mom's up there at the pulpit preaching and everything, I'm not finna stop being me just because, you know, people are supposed to look at me totally different because what my mom and my grandparents are doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you know me, you're gonna know the real me. You're gonna know me outside the church and inside the church.
Mm-hmm. So what effect do you think that it had on raising your kids? You know what I'm saying?
I don't make them go. Because, I mean, I can say if I go out on Sundays, I mean, if I go out on Saturdays, I do still go to church on Sundays. I do. Mm-hmm. I still go faithfully every Sunday. My oldest son is 13. He'll go to church every day if you let him. Every day.
Right.
Yeah, but my other two oldest kids, they just go when I go. They go on Sundays.
Right. And so you don't make them go if they don't want to go, right?
No.
Okay. So, and obviously you already answered the question that you don't attend church a lot. And that's as a result of you having to go a lot as a child, pretty much, right?
Right.
Now, what about the stigma? Do you think, now you were in the church, so you know what people was really doing, and I know what people was really doing.
Yeah.
All right? Do you believe that PKs or church kids are actually prone to be worse than kids who don't go sometimes? For the most part, which one?
Well, I can say like 85% of them do turn out like us.
Then that means you agree with the theory. That means you agree when people say, damn, church people, kids are the worst kids. I know we all heard that.
Yeah.
You agree. it's a direct question. It's a direct question. You agree, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's messed up. I'm just saying.
Let me see. Just by my point of view, like, because, you know, I know a lot of preachers' kids, and just by the ones that I, you know, I associate myself with, you know, from the churches and different, some of them, they are. They are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't turn out a bad kid. You know, I just have
Ruby,
different point
Ruby,
of view.
Ruby, you had what? Your mom walk in with your gay girlfriend fucking another chick with a strap.
I think you kind of turned out pretty bad, Ruby.
Just for the record, Ruby, we know your story here now, K100. We like to bring shit up and throw shit up back up in people's face on the show. It's what I do.
Yes, I use it as ammunition. I will say, Ruby,
you in fact solidify that fucking theory to the fullest, Ruby. I'm just saying. And so do I. So do I. Okay. I'm going to take this call. What are you going to do? Here we are, people. Look at the PKs. Here we are. Look at us in all our bask in all our failure. If it makes you happy, ha-ha, you want to point the finger. But one thing about it, I will not say, and I'll answer the last question for me, I will not say that it makes you a bad parent. Because I don't believe my mom and dad are bad parents at all. I believe they're great parents. I believe maybe I was just a fucking rebellious-ass kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, that's why I'm having this show. Because people look at me and they say, oh, classic PK, classic church kid, bad as fuck, off the chain.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, your theory or how you looking at the shit, it could possibly be wrong. You feel what I'm saying? You could possibly be looking at it as just, that's just a badass motherfucking kid. He could have been the fact that he had a preacher's kid, a preacher as a mama, might be the fact that I'm not a fucking murderer and crazy around this bitch. That balance, my natural craziness could have made me really been super duper off the chain, but that balance that my mama wrong probably is the reason why I'm still a functioning adult, although I will, in fact, mash me a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I will get my hustle on. I will fornicate. Yes. So, you know, maybe I would have been in porn had I not been. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What would have happened?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
But I can't. I won't blame it. I won't say that my mom and dad are bad parents at all. You'll never hear me say that. You feel me? But I will ask other people that question tonight. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
I could have been the woman on Snapped. You never know.
You never know. All right, Ruby, if you can keep your background noise down because you are a fellow BTR host, and I will, in fact, show you that respect and courtesy and leave your mic open like I do for all my other BTR hosts. And chime in, you know what I'm saying, if you want to. All right, next down the line, I see my homie Game Hunter, and then I see my homegirl Keisha, then I see my homegirl Key, then I see a number I don't know. So we're going down in that particular order, all right? Next on deck, Game, what's popping, homie? Game.
Yo, Sneak Attack.
I was like, I got a master, homie, but I didn't. What's happening, dog? What's popping with you, man? Appreciate you for calling the show. What's going on?
I'm listening.
All right, so you listening?
Man, I was listening the whole time.
All right, so you already know what it is. You know what the question is. First question is, then, do you think making kids go to church a lot is good or bad? Not bad parenting or not, but just basically and generally good or bad idea.
What, letting them go?
Making them go. Making them. Not letting them. Making them. It's a big difference. Making them go.
I don't know, man. I just got to be on a fist ball with that. I just listening and see what all the holy rollers going to say.
Why we got to be holy rollers?
I mean, I can answer that
because...
Did you go to church growing up?
You can ask them one question and none of them can answer it. When they be all holy rolling and churching out and all that, they just never answer it. Like, no, you just want to say that, put the book on you. So I just be like, phew. I mean, I sent my children, don't get me wrong, I sent my kids to church. They used to have a school bus to come get them. I sent their behinds right up in that piece. Whether they dance, listen, whatever they doing there, it's up to them if they taking it in or not.
Right. All right. So did you go to church a lot growing up? No.
Here and there. I went to church. I went to masses. You know what I mean? I went to Catholic joints, like all kind of stuff. And growing up, and of course, the life, Baptist, everything. But you know, it ain't nothing too much extra that I came out with it. I mean, not on a bad note, but you know, it's just like you know, it was there.
Right. But you obviously Game's parents are not like my parents and Ruby's. It's like, you know what I'm saying, he had options. It was like, yeah, whatever. But so it's kind of hard for you to engage. But I will ask you this one other question that you can answer on the outside looking in now. On the outside looking in, and I go to the next caller. You feel me? Do you believe that theory that the people who grow up in church and go to church all the time with preachers' kids and whatnot, do you think they live up to the reputation as being more wild than the ones who didn't go or not?
I think so. Because they be coming out of church, boy. That's why you can hear like them pimping dudes. They be like, church. Because they know it's there. Yo, man, I'm not even going to lie to you, man. Like, everything they do is like pulpits and pimp sticks and church. You heard it, Blizzard on the show, that nigga come on there, church. All of them. So, you tell me something,
All right. Hey. That's what I'm saying. If that's what you believe, that's what you believe. A lot of people believe that. That's why I'm posing the question. Because some people are gonna say, man, it ain't got nothing to do with that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But most people will say, man, church kids are the worst kids. And I know that. And it's like when you see people like me and people like Ruby, who as adults we kind of off the chain or whatever, they be like, see. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, nigga, what about all the other people whose kids are fucked up who didn't go to church? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. What about the church people kids who are good and they grew up and be, you know, good people or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I see the people like the children that was raised in church. Sometimes they grow up religious, and then a lot of times they really like stray away from it. But then again, you got a lot of children that just never went to church, but everything they do has a lot of spirituality to it. Like, their
right.
Spirituality comes out in different ways. Like, this dude, he might be a killer all day on the street and do some of the most beautiful paintings in the world or sing the most beautiful song in the world. Or he could be on the choir.
Right.
So, like, okay. You never know how people's spirituality comes about in this day and time, because it's not, like, formed like it was back in the day. Back in the day, it was certain ways you had to do certain things. Now the church and everything is a little bit more freer, so people could do worship and different things, praising their high Lord in another way than what we used to knowing. So even if they do force it on a child, they always have a choice to either deal with that religion or go outside of it.
Right. Okay. I understand. All right. Well, thanks, homie. Stay on the line. I'll leave your mic open if you want me to. If you can mute your background, you feel what I'm saying?
And yeah, I'm running around, so I'm going to take my hand off of one.
All right. So, Ruby, I'm gonna mute your mic because I keep hearing that crackling sound when your line's open, babe. All right. Or you want to hang up and call back? Which one?
I'll hang up
and call back, and I'll just open your mic back up. All right. Okay. Next on deck, we got him. They got him lined up. Okay, we got some preachers. We got some church kids already with their hands raised. Let's see what's popping with them. First on deck, well, not necessarily. Keisha, what's popping? What's going on? Okay, you heard the conversation. You can say you hear the nature of the beast. You've been on the line since the beginning. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Now, do you think that making kids go to church a lot is good or bad? Not asking about parenting, just a good or bad idea.
Right, I think it's a double-edged sword, because you see a lot of the preacher's kids right after service, and their mom and dad is caught doing some crazy stuff. And you also see, you know, some of the kids whose parents didn't go to church, like my mother. I mean, I said it last night. My mother gave us the option whether or not we wanted to go to church. She never came herself. And they get into it and they enjoy it. Like, me, myself, I had no problem with it. I was that kid that was happy to go to church. If this is going to get me out of cleaning the house, I'm going to be in the church house. So I didn't have an issue with being in church on Wednesday and on Saturday morning and on Sunday until I was old enough to, now I got to be in church and miss out on this or that, or I got to be in church and I can't go to work just messing with my money. Like, that's when it started to become an issue for me. But even to this day, I have no issue with church, but making your kids go to church is a problem for me. Because, I mean, I think a lot of parents want to, you know, instill all these morals and values into their kids. And that's always a good thing. That's the best way to raise your children, to force them into something that they really don't understand. I think that's, I guess, not fair for the kids. Like, until the kids, well, not necessarily until the kids, because, I mean, you want to take your children to church, but you also want them to understand why they're going, what's the purpose of the church house, and also teach them that the church house is in you. So even if you're not in the church, you're a reflection. You have to, you know, walk a certain way. You have to do and live your life a certain way. And I think that's what I teach my kids, because we don't go to church as often as we should, or as often as I used to go to church. I'll say that. So, I mean, as long as you teach them the way that they're supposed to go, I think you're fine.
Okay. True that. I will agree definitely wholeheartedly with the part that you said about the church is in you, and you don't have to necessarily go, but you should reflect it. You feel me? And that's the thing about it. When you make a child go to church all the time and people know that there's deacons or so or pastor so-and-so, whatever kid, even when they're not at the thing about it is that everybody has to understand is even when you're not at church, even when you're out at the football game, when you're out at Walmart, whatever, if they see you doing anything, they can't wait. They can't wait to go tell sister such and such and whoever across the street, Lord child, did you see pastor such and such, son, girl, whatever, with that short dress on? And it's like you have no break, even when you break away, especially as a PK, even when you break away, you're still up under that watchful eye. And it's added pressure. It's added pressure on the child. I really do believe that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because you have to constantly live that example. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, okay, next question. Let's see, where were we at right here? Oh, okay, yeah. You said you didn't really have to go often as a child or whatnot, whatever.
Right.
So when you
I wasn't made to go to church, but I did go.
Right. Were you one of the ones that were kind of bad, but you really just, when you went to church, you were good, but you were bad in the streets? No, you weren't like that, right?
No, I was a good kid. Yeah, that's Jesus. She's a good girl. She's president of the UC BYT and this, that. Yeah, that was me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so you don't fit that. But then again, you weren't made to go. So you just were naturally wanting to be that person. You weren't. Church wasn't the reason why you were that person.
What's crazy about it is I was one of the first ones in our church to be pregnant, too. Like, I was pregnant at 19. So that kind of changed their mind, too, when they saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tend to be judgmental.
It was like I broke out and was like all up in the streets. I mean, it was just my boyfriend, high school sweetheart. We was this, that, and the other. We gonna get married? We so in love. That was our relationship. So, I mean, I kind of felt like I was a little better than them little hookers and hoes, but I was the one who was pregnant.
Okay, all right. So, what about? Did it have any effect on how you raise your kids? Will you make your kid go to church a lot? Do you care?
No.
So you didn't have to go, so it really doesn't really pertain to you because you really didn't have to.
Mm-mm.
So you understand about not having a choice. I mean, having a choice. What?
Right. I believe that I won't make my children go, but if they go to church, I'm going to take them to church. That's how I feel about it.
Right. Okay. So, okay, another main question. Do you believe the church people, PKs, live up to their kids? Do their kids live up to that long-standing belief that they be the worst ones? What do you think?
Not all of them. No.
No?
Some of the preachers' kids that I know are, you know, generally good people. And, I mean, others of them, probably more, are, you know, wild out in the streets doing their little thing. And not necessarily out in the streets in a bad way, but not necessarily in the church as opposed to being out in the street. So, I mean, it just all depends on the person, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like to tell people. I'm like, they be like, they listen to my show, and they hear the gunshots, the sound effects, the curse words, and all that shit. And I'm a rapper and all kind of other shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And people just like to try and just feed into that. But I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, I still never did a long prison bid. I'm not a deadbeat father. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So there are some things and aspects of me. Yeah, there are some aspects of me that can make you feed into that. But there are also some aspects of me that can make you believe that what mom them instilled in me was actually a good thing. You feel me?
Exactly. Because, I mean, it's not like you're on drugs and murdering people and building bombs and just crazy stupid stuff.
Right.
I think it depends on the person. If you
vibe
at being in church and living a life of, you know, a Christian church going person, is what's for you? Can't buy nothing.
Yep, you're right. All right, Keisha, let me go ahead and go down the line. I got some more people raising their hands. Stand by, all right?
All right.
All right. Ruby, your mic is open to us. It's been open. Key.
Yeah, what's up?
What's happening?
Nothing more.
Well, I know you can relate to a certain degree to this.
I can relate.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna eat up a good minute. Everybody, hold on for a minute. We got a preacher's wife in the building. We got a preacher's wife
in
the building.
I'm divorced.
You know what that means? I'm just playing. All right. Very first question, of course, you feel what I'm saying, is do you think that making your kids go to church a lot, often, not just every now and again, but a lot, 3-4 days a week, is a good idea or a bad idea?
I do not think it's a good idea once they reach a certain age.
Mm-hmm. What age would that be then? What is that?
I would say once they get in high school, I don't think it's a good idea.
Why? What is why high school? What's the difference? And you
yeah.
You know what? I think you're right. I'm gonna elaborate on that more. But why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because one, they have, you know, you have to let them become their own person. So really, I might say even late middle school, once they hit the teenage years,
uh-huh.
You have to let them be able to learn to become their own person. Because more often than not, when you're forcing them to go to church, you're trying to, for the most part, you kind of molding them into what you want them to be, not necessarily who they are.
Uh-huh.
So that can be that having identity cards is not a good thing.
Okay, true. I understand that, and I will back that up by saying, I know that I was okay, I was controllable, I was all right, even though. You know what I'm saying? And hey, it wasn't like I just went in there and didn't do nothing. I actually, my whole musical background comes from church. The reason why I'm an artist now and a producer and all that, you feel me, is because I fell in love with music in church because I played the drums. That's what I learned. That's the instrument that I learned to play. You feel what I'm saying? I played the drums in church, and it was fun. You feel what I'm saying? It was fun.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you the first time I felt real resentment to church and to my mom and anybody else in that particular real true resentment. Once I got to a certain age, I had been playing the drums in church for a while. You feel what I'm saying? And I was in middle school. You feel what I'm saying? Middle school. And I was kind of just burnt out. I was tired. Tired of just going to all the church activities and blah blah and all that. And so, you know, one day they always in church make everybody stand up and say, you know, are you a Christian and all that, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, I had got to the point where I was just fed up with just saying that because I really, first of all, I loved rap music, even though I was in the church and my mom then was not letting me listen to it. That's when it was young enough. I was in like middle school. You feel me? My mom was like, no rapping house. Of course, I listened to it all the time. As soon as I would go to my grandma's house, my cousin's house, whatever, it didn't fucking matter. They couldn't stop it. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, they were against something that I loved and I was passionate about. Even way back then, I loved hip hop. You know what I'm saying? When it was shit.
Oh yeah, so that's automatic.
Me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right,
reveal.
Right.
Gotta
right.
Reveal.
And that was back before Canton Jones and Lecrae when gospel. Before they had gospel rap and it was cool and all, you know what I'm saying? All they had was the Clark Sisters and that's back when they was giving BB and CC Wine and Tail just because they made Lost Without You and it sounded like a love song, not a church song. You remember that whole fracas?
Yeah.
That whole shit right there. If you was in church back at that age, you know what I'm talking about. So it was like the music just all out fucking sucked to me. And I loved rap.
Yeah.
And you know, they told me I couldn't listen to it. I was playing the drums. When I said I didn't want to be a part of the teens group anymore, well, they told me I can't play the drums anymore. So I felt a bunch of resentment. And
yeah.
I think that fueled my anger and my rebellion when I became old enough to goddamn it say, fuck it, go toe-to-toe with my stepfather and got kicked out. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
We started down
a whole path for the streets and everything because I went to live with my grandmama and everybody knows my story. I went to the hood, you know what I'm saying, and right in the middle of, not down the street from the trap in Glenwood, and my cousins was already D-boys, and it hit the fan. And then there go my history. and thus Blizzard was born. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? That's what happened. That's my story in a nutshell, very short. There's more to it than that. But and so I think that all those culmination of things had a lot to do with why I ended up becoming the person I am, even though I had religious parents. Now, you said that you think it's a bad idea up until, so that, I'm just telling you, I said that particular part of my story because you said about the age of them being teenagers, you feel what I'm saying? And that's why I agree. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
I think
I
at that point you should at least, like, my 14-year-old, you know, of course, like I said, I was married to a minister. So when we were married, we were all, of course, get up and go. Now, you know, I still give her the option. She still goes. She go to church every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But she goes because she wants to. Like, she's on the little step team and all that type of stuff. But I don't make her go. It's because she wants to go.
Uh-huh.
And if she did it one morning and she says she don't really want to go, I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh. So you weren't raised up.
I was raised in the church. Yeah, I was raised up. My aunts and my grandmother kept me in church. Yes, we was in church.
Okay. Okay.
So I was like, it wasn't my parents, but my grandmother, my aunts, I lived in the church.
Well, you obviously didn't, but see, since you were formerly married to a religious man and a preacher, obviously the next question is pretty much evident, because the next question is, when you got older, did you feel like you weren't going to go to church all the time because you had to go so much as a kid? Well, you obviously didn't take that route because you wouldn't have married that kind of man at that time, right?
Well,
so
that's not necessarily. I didn't go a lot even before I met him. Even when we were dating, you know, I went, but it was because I wanted to. It wasn't because I felt like I had to. It's because that's what I wanted to do at that particular time in my life.
Okay.
I was working on, you know, trying to better myself as a person, and I felt like, you know, since I was raised in the church, of course, that's where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. All right, I understand that. What about the sheer parenting aspect? If somebody does make them go, whether or not it's a bad idea or not, you can debate that. But what about, is it sheer bad parenting?
I think that to a degree it is bad parenting, because
right.
As a parent, you have to look at your kids as individuals. You have to let them grow as individuals. And once you start trying to force your own beliefs on them, when they get to a certain age, that's when you get the whole rebel type thing. You have to have a balance with it. I'm not going to necessarily say you're a bad parent, but that's not the smartest thing to do as a parent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What about the other main question? Do you believe the stigma? Do you buy the stigma? The church kids are the worst kids. The PKs?
No.
Yeah. No.
No. I don't buy that at all. I think that people just put unrealistic expectations on them. So, yeah, people try to make them out to be worse, but really they're just like any other child. A lot of kids do all kinds of things, but they just put these unrealistic expectations on the preacher's kids, and it's really just not even fair how people do that. Now, I have preacher's kids now, so I don't, I'm always letting them know, be yourself no matter what. Just be yourself. Don't worry about what people say, because they're going to find a way to judge whether you're doing good or bad. They always going to have something to say.
You're right about that. That's definitely, definitely true. And I think that's the point. It's easy to say, oh, look how bad, look at such pastor, such and such kid, how bad they is, whatever. You feel me? If you think they're supposed to be a saint. You feel what I'm saying?
They're normal kids.
You feel
me? Normal kids.
Right. If you think they're supposed to be a saint, then of course you're going to feel that way. You feel what I'm saying? Of course you're going to feel that way.
But see, my thing is, I don't even understand why people think they're supposed to be saints. My best friend is a preacher's kid, and she was hell, boy, but she was just a child. She was a teenager. She was a child, you know. It's like, why do y'all keep saying the preacher's kids are the worst? What do you? They're not the preacher. They're the preacher's child. That's a totally separate person.
Hell, sometimes, the preacher might be the worst. Himself.
You right about
let
that.
Let alone a damn child. Sometimes
the
it might
funny
be
thing
no
is,
preacher.
So my ex-husband, he one of those preacher's kids that was just a good kid and like a good type person.
Uh-huh.
He was just good like that. But I know one who wasn't. But it just made them individuals. They just people.
Okay. Well, I think you pretty much covered all the ones I really wanted you to answer. You feel me? You know what I mean? Do you? Well, yeah. I didn't. You know what? I'm sorry, everybody. I'll come back and open your lines. I didn't ask the other one. Do you think when you make a child go? Can you really make a child go to church too much, or is that the devil talking? When you are in the church, let's say you are in the church and you just say, you take the stand that you just took. Nah, you don't need to do all that. You need to be going. Do you think that's just that the devil talking? Like they say.
No, I think that too much of anything is not good for you. You don't need too much of anything, whether it's good or too much of anything is detrimental.
Right. Okay. All right. All right, Keith. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate that insight. Anything that you want to add that I did not cover in this particular topic?
No, I'm just waiting to hear what, you know, people have to say, you know, about these preacher kids. Because, you know, I might feel a little ways about it since my kid's a preacher kid. But, you know, I'm just like, they human. We all need to realize everybody's just human.
Right, right.
Realistic expectations on people.
Well, you know, a couple of them already kind of, contended that they tend to be worse. They tend to be bad. A couple of people did so far.
But really, in reality, they're not really any worse than anybody else. We just think that they should be better because of who their parents are.
I think it's highlighted. See, the thing about it is,
highlighted. The spotlight is there, and I hated that aspect of it. I really hated that aspect of being married to a minister because the spotlight is always on you. It's like being a celebrity. They're normal people, but they do one thing, and it's broadcast everywhere.
Normal. Uh-huh. And also, I think that it's highlighted with the preacher's kids, and when you are known fuck up as a parent, if your parents raised up in the gutter and they out here off the motherfucking chain, when you do some shit, it's excused. Like, well, her mom and them, it's because it's made an excuse of. It's like they're excused because your parents are fucked up, so it's okay. But your mama passed such stuff, so you should know better. You shouldn't make that mistake because you should know better. You would talk better.
I mean, I'm
28
and I'm still in the spotlight.
Right.
Yeah, it don't go away. It does not go away.
It don't go away at all.
I still go places and people are like, oh, she meant it. No, my Lord Jesus.
And sometimes I just give the church people something to talk about because they ain't too holy and too Christian. I mean, hell, y'all in church gossiping, so hey, why not give y'all something to gossip about?
Yeah.
Oh, I get in their ass. I don't put on their show for them. I get all up in their ass. Even when I was a wife, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put up no points. I'm key all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I tell them, don't worry about what I'm doing.
All right, let me go down to the next caller. Y'all stay on the line, right?
All right. What are you doing?
What? Are we still on?
I think his connection went out. You know, he was saying the internet was messing up, so he probably had to log back in.
Okay. So you was married to a preacher?
Yes.
Lordy.
Last thing I ever thought I would do. That was, you know, I was a little girl like, oh, I'm going to marry me a preacher when I grow up.
It's Comcast. Yeah. This Comcast thing is really killing me.
Oh, we had it held down for you.
Right, this Comcast is killing me. It cut me off and let me jump right back on. All right, let me go down to the next person. Next person on the line. The next person on the air was Shay. Shay, what's up, Shay?
What's up with you?
What's going on with you? Thanks for calling back into the show, of course. All right. Now, let me go ahead and you've been listening the whole time, so I already you know what we're talking about. So let me go ahead and get into it. All right, first question is, do you think making a kid go to church a lot is a good or bad idea? Not as a parenting job, but just a good or bad idea in general.
I don't think it's a good idea if you make them go. Now, to a certain age, you know, when they're young, you know, if that's what you're doing, I think, you need to bring them with you and keep.
You're breaking up, Shay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you were breaking up. What'd you say now?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Okay. I think once they get to be a certain age, like maybe 13, 14 years old, I don't think you should make them go. I think that at that age, you know, they're into self-discovery, and it's kind of having the reverse effect if they're not going because they want to go. I mean, once you get to the point where you got to make somebody do something, they're not going for the right reason. So it's kind of like defeating your original purpose of having them to go. I mean...
Exactly. That's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, like I said, any human being, no matter what the age, like to be forced to made to do anything. Now, like I said, I want to remind everybody to understand that as a parent, it's your way or the highway. That's how it would be in my house. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? But still, you have to understand that kids are in fact people too. You have to understand that. You have to be mindful of that. And nobody likes to be forced and made to do anything. I think it's just like anything else. You make it seem more enjoyable and make it seem like an option, then they're probably going to opt to do the good thing anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you display it as such. You feel what
I'm saying? Yeah, because anytime you start talking about something, well, you have to do this. Because my mom and dad, well, my mom particularly growing up, she wasn't having that. If you live in this house, you going to church. It don't matter how many days of the week we go, you going to. I mean, you going to church, you're going to be active in church, you're going to sing in the choir, you're going to be in the youth group. I mean, it was all of it or nothing. And if you didn't, once you got too grown, you can get out. And that's pretty much what we did.
Right. So I was going to ask you that. So the question was, the next question, of course, was, did you have to go often? And you just said that you did or whatever. And so the next question after that was, when you got older, you feel me, did you tell yourself when you got older, oh, when I get old enough to not go, I ain't going to go all the time? Did you tell yourself
I sure did. Like, and my mama specifically said, well, when you get grown, you get out of my house and you ain't got to go. Well, that really didn't work because then, you know, once I did move out and everything, I still went to church, but on my own terms. You know, I didn't go to the church she wanted me to go to, and I didn't go every day when she wanted to go. I went for my own self. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's what it should be. And whenever I didn't feel like going or for whatever reasons, I didn't go, and I felt totally fine with it. I still had to hear it from her, but, you know, that was, I wasn't in her house, so wasn't that she could say.
Exactly. So, When you got older and you finally was able to get out of the house and get away, whatever, when you got old enough to start making your own decisions, did you wild out a bit? Did you wild out a little bit? Did you get a little wild because you felt like you was missing something?
At first I didn't because it was just kind of, I think, more so to prove a point. Like, see, I don't have to go every day still to be a good person, whatever. But then, yeah, I did go through a little period where I was like, well, forget this. I want to find out what everything is about, too. But I think I was a late bloomer in some respects. So,
yeah.
I think I probably wilded out a little bit late.
Right. I understand that. I think a lot of times the girls are the ones who, once they break free, you know what I'm saying? They you know what I'm saying? Especially on some sexual shit, for real. On some sex shit, it'd be like the girls, once they, you know what I'm saying? Once you free them up and they get out here, they can stay all night and spend the night and do whatever they want to do and whoever they want to do. I think they get a little carried away if they was raised up overly protected in the church like that. You feel me?
Yeah, it's easy to do. I could have gotten a little carried away. I had to step back, but I didn't.
Right. I understand. You don't want to admit it.
I was trying to say.
Yeah, K100. We have ways of helping people express themselves. Now. Yeah. All right. Nah, not really. Okay. What about the parenting aspect, Shay? Do you think it's a good parenting skill?
Well, you know, I don't have kids, so I'm going to have to answer this a little bit biased just from being a kid myself at one time. I won't say that people are bad parents who do that because I think that, you know, if you're a parent, you're doing what you feel is best for your child. So, in essence, I think they're doing what they feel is best for their child. But, you know, it's just like anything else, is a learning experience. I'm sure there's no manual anywhere that tells you exactly what to do and how to raise a perfect child. So, I mean, you know, that may not be the best thing for them to do, but they're going to go with what works until it doesn't work anymore.
Right. So how do you think it's going to affect you when you have kids? Do you think it had an effect on you, the fact that you were made to go to church? Is it going to make you?
I don't see myself making my kids go to church. I mean, now I don't go as often as I used to, and that's just my own choice, and I'm totally cool with that. But, you know, whenever I have kids, I'm not going to make them go. You know, I'm going to teach them the right way to go and everything, but I'm not going to, like, just say, well, you have to go or you have to get out kind of thing, because I think that kind of just gave me a little bit of a negative perception of church at a young age when it could have went a little bit differently.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to stress that, you know, you got to. I'm going to, like, you know, show them, hey, this is what you can do in church. Look, you know, let's go to Bible study. Won't this be fun? You know, or something like that. But I'm not going to be like, yeah, you got to go, because who wants to be forced to do something?
Right. Okay. And last but not least, do you think the PKs, do you think the church kids sometimes, more often than not, be the worst kids?
You know what? I think sometimes they get a bad rep. I think they get looked at a lot more than the rest of the kids because, you know, their mom or dad or whatever is, you know, into the church and preachers. I think that people have more eyes on them, so there's more, they're under more scrutiny. So anything they do is going to be kind of like, oh, well, look what so-and-so did. You know, when the kid down the street could have been doing the same thing, but because anybody paying no attention to them, it's not a big deal.
But, you know, I mean, bad is bad, Shay. Whether or not it gets highlighted more or not, that's not really the question.
Yeah, but you could have been bad whether or not.
The question is, are they some fucking badasses more often than not? That's the question. Are they? Not whether or not. I will totally 100% agree with what you just said and what he said and what Ruby's already said. The spotlight be on you unfairly. So,
I think,
you know,
sometimes they do rebel because the spotlight is on them. So, I mean, sometimes I think, you know, having a spotlight on them can make them be a little bit more bad than what they probably would have been. Just because it's like, well, you know, I ain't got to do this, you know, kind of thing. I think it's more kind of like an attitude, like, you know, well, I'm going to show you kind of thing. It's like, I can be my own person, you know, I don't have to follow the rules, so to speak. I think it's more like of a just trying to be an individual and not be so much as labeled by what the parent is.
Okay, all right. And that's the wrap. All right, that's all the questions. That's the wrap. All right, I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm going to read. Thanks for calling, Shay. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Stay on the line.
Okay.
All right. Ruby, you got anything you want to add before I go to the next caller? Anything anybody said that made you want to bring up points?
Well, I mean, it is true that, I mean, as preacher's kids, we do get the spotlight on us a lot. And, I mean, I feel like we are our own person, and we don't have to abide by, you know, what everybody thinks that we should be or have to be. That's just how I feel about it.
How do you, Michigan girl, you on deck, stand by, I'm coming to your line next. How do you, if you're openly gay, do you feel like your parents, I don't want to say bash, do you feel like people, you know, kind of might snide and talk behind their back a little bit, like, ha, look at your daughter, you know what I'm saying, and question them as, like, leadership or question their role in the church because of how you turned out? Did you ever get that?
Yeah, and I mean, and like my mom and, you know, like my grandparents, you know, they never mention that up in church. You know, they always, you know, because I am gay and they do have, you know, other gay people that's in the church. And
uh-huh.
I mean, it's us. They're not the judgers. They're not supposed to judge us. That's a sin.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're not
but
supposed to judge anybody.
But do they judge?
Yeah, they do. Not my mom. She doesn't. Or my grandparents, because I mean, they accept me as I am. It's not for them. I mean, you gotta love your kids regardless, unconditional. You gotta treat everybody the same. But I mean, everybody. I mean, the people in church, yeah, they do look at me, you know, different. They do snob up their noses and stuff like that. But shit, they can kick rocks, and I didn't tell them that. I didn't stood up in church before and tell them that I really don't care what they think about me.
You know,
because I'm a good person, and regardless of what they say, shit, they're not gonna change me.
I had a show one time. I forget what episode it was. It was before me and you met. And I was arguing the point about gay people in church. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it was a show or either one of them on the K100 group page or whatever. But I was arguing about that. You know, my point was, I know what it was. It was a church that was, they had a gay pride parade. And one of the members of a church was gay. And he wanted to hold up the church banner in the gay pride parade. And the church was like, that's a negative. You can't, we don't want you to do that. You feel me? And
yeah.
So I posed the question, you know, if you're gay, and everybody knows that in the Bible, if you're going to regular church now, Christian, Orthodox, you know, Christian church, whatever, Pentecostal, all of them are against homosexuality. So
mm-hmm.
I posed the question, should churches support their homosexual members in their lifestyle?
Should they?
I said no. Listen, this is what I said. I said no. A lot of people are going to remember this conversation. Nigga hit the number one. I know a couple people that's been on the lines right now was actually involved in that conversation. I said no. I said I felt like the church had every right, based on what a church is supposed to represent and the beliefs that they represent, that they were right by telling the gay member, don't be down there waving the church banner as if you're saying our church is the place for gay people to want that to worship. Because in all actuality, when you come to this church, we're going to tell you that you should change your life. You should not, in fact, be doing what you're doing. You're going to hell if you continue.
Right, and I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, ain't no sin greater than another. And it's the same thing just by saying, okay, well, you have a kid out of wedlock. Okay, should they, I mean, come on now, should the church turn their backs on them because they have kids out of wedlock? Should the church turn their back on somebody that murdered somebody?
Nope.
I mean, if you're lying, stealing, everything else like that, ain't no sin greater than another. Come on, PA, you one of me. You should know that.
but the difference was in the argument that I was talking about, those people that are in the church, when they did fornicate or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and they did kill somebody or whatever, if they came back, repented, and are trying to change their ways, that's the difference. In a gay pride parade, you're saying, I'm gay, I'm going to stay this way, I'm proud to be this way, I don't even feel like it's wrong. And that goes against everything that the church is saying.
Right.
So, that was my point. I said, if the church didn't want to support that, they have every right. Because if they do, then they're going to get, how can you preach to somebody and tell them, you know what I'm saying, that, and then, you know, over here, you say, well, this is okay. But no, it obviously says in this book that you're telling me I should live by, that it's not. It's highly contradictive, and it put the church in a very awkward position.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? And I sided with the church in that instance. I understand no sin is greater than the other. I understand
right,
that.
I mean, the church is a place where, I mean, regardless of what you're doing, hey, come as you are. Come as you are. That's how it is. Everybody, I'm a very godly person, and I mean, hey, I like, you know, on Sunday shit, I go to church, everything like that. But, I mean, I don't put it up in their faces. You know, I don't take, you know, like a girl that I just screwed that Saturday and take her to church that Sunday. No. I mean, hey, if I go to my mom's church, I'm representing for my mom. You know, I'm there for her. But if somebody comes to me the wrong way, then, hey, I have my own mind and I can speak my own, you know, I can speak my mind and I can tell them how I feel.
Right.
I mean, they wouldn't know the way that I am unless they was all up in my business.
Right. I understand it. I just wanted to pose that question. It's good to have that that point of view, you feel what I'm saying, especially from someone who's a PK. All right, Michigan girl, you're on deck. What's going down?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it. Welcome everybody on the line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You rocking with K100 Internet Radio, you dig. I'm your host, Blizzum. I also got a call-in co-host of sorts tonight with me, Ruby from the Candy Crush Show. Thanks for tuning in and giving her two cents on this particular topic. You know what I'm saying? Once again, if you're on the line and you haven't talked yet and you want to just listen, cool, got no problem with that. But I would like for you to engage in the conversation, but the umpteenth thousandth time I done said this shit, hit the number one, please, if you haven't talked yet. But of course, as per policy with K100, I'm still cool, and I appreciate you just listening. Now, we're on the line with the homegirl, Michigan girl from the K100 group page. What's popping?
What's going on?
I'm promoting you, by the way. I just wanted to go ahead and put it out there. You deserve promotion. You've been active enough. You should have been promoted, but I'm promoting you. I'm going to make sure I said that on the air live. If you don't know what that means, then obviously you're not in our secret society. Ha!
Oh, I get a promotion. Woohoo!
Episode 97. You know what I'm saying? Now, but today we're on episode 98. Too much of a good thing. Now, you've been listening to what we're talking about. You feel me? This good thing that we're talking about today is church, because I will not be a person that sits here and says that church is bad. Okay? Even though you have some bad people in church, I will not say that church is bad, that it's bad for people to go to church. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that church is good, but that taking too many doses, too much of it, can be bad, just like anything else, especially on your kids, especially when you are a preacher or a person that goes to church a lot. Now, first question is, do you feel like it's a bad idea? Now, it's not bad parenting skills, but just a bad idea in general to make a child go to church a lot. When I say a lot, we ain't talking about just on Sunday. We talking about Sunday and a lot. Make them be active. Make them be there a lot.
Trust me, I know what you're talking about. I was made to go to church. Lord,
right.
I think it's a bad idea to make them go to church all the time. Of course, you're supposed to train up a child in the way they should go. So, you know, going to church, you know, teaching them about God, whatever your religion is that, you know, you participate in, that's, you know, that's part of your job as a parent. But every Sunday, Sunday night, Tuesday, Thursday, you know, revival all week. You at church 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. You got to get up and go to school. You trying to do your homework on the back church bench. It gets old real quick, and it kind of makes you kind of resentful of being at church, really. So it kind of does the opposite of what you're trying to do.
That's, exactly.
You know, at least that's what it did for me. I'm just saying.
Exactly. And that's my point. That was my argument when in the synopsis. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes you can push something on some people so much, and you know, nobody likes to be forced to do anything. I don't give a shit what it is. It ain't got to be church. It could be anything.
Right.
But people think it's supposed to be some kind of exception to the rule when it's church. And
exactly.
I understand that you, it's like, well, church, no, you shouldn't let them watch TV too much. No, you shouldn't let them go out in the streets too much. No, you shouldn't let them eat too much. No. But church, it's never too much. Church, whoa, stop it. Stop your brain. Whoa. Church? Oh, no, there's no such thing as too much church in some people's eyes.
Oh, there's never such thing as too much church.
And I'm sitting here, Keith can tell you, too much church can fucking, in fact, kill a relationship.
Okay, yeah, I'm on that side, too. I was married to the preacher, too, now. I was married to her preacher. I was married to a preacher, too.
Right. And too much church played a part in the breakdown of her relationship, right? Besides the fact that he was fucking another chick in the choir.
Yeah,
all right, we're gonna flush him down the toilet. He's shit for that. We're giving him the flush for doing that.
Yeah.
Where did he do that at?
You know, being in church a lot of times did play a part in that also, and you know,
mm-hmm.
the entitlement and all of that stuff that goes along with it, and everybody watching everything.
So were you one of the ones who was good and church girl, all everything like that on Sunday, but you were sneaking out, fucking, and doing all that other shit when you could?
What you mean? Well, as a kid? I mean, as a teenager growing up?
Yeah, as a child growing up.
Honestly, I ain't gonna say I was wild, but yeah, I was. You know, I had to play the role. My grandma made me go to church. I was in the choir on the junior usher boy. Was a member of the youth group. But I mean, we had what was the show where we was the whole threshold and all that. So we already been there and done that. So yeah, I was doing some other things outside of church.
Right. And so that was like, what was the real point? You feel me? What was the real point? You know what I'm saying? People don't get that. So you asked that question. What about did you tell yourself why you were going through that when you got older? Did you tell yourself when I get old enough, man, I ain't gonna goddamn go to church. Did it influence how often you go to church now?
It did, and it still does. Along with, you know, after being married to a preacher and seeing the other side of the church and being like part of a first family because the father was a pastor and the mother was a first lady. So, yeah, all of that played a part. But when I got about 16, I told my grandma, look, I go to church on Sunday and on, you know, every so many Sundays. Can we come to an agreement? And then I got pregnant when I was 18, and, of course, the church frowned on that. So after that, I really just stopped going. I was like, well, you know, y'all going to look at me like I'm nothing. Like, y'all, I'm something y'all done stepped in. So guess what? I won't be back. And for years, I didn't go back to church.
Mm-hmm. And even in the, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It was at that point. It's about a grown person, so it's you past puberty and hormone. It's just the fact that you just was like how they made you feel. I guess you know what I'm
right.
saying?
I mean, because they always talk all this stuff. We a family, and you know, church is a family, and you know, we here to support you. And if you make a mistake, it's okay. You know, the church is for the sinners, and this is where you come and you get yourself together. But as soon as you make a mistake that they don't agree with, like, of course, getting pregnant, out of wedlock, you know, all of that, then everybody want to turn their back. They want to whisper, talk, oh, we can't, you know, you can't associate with her. You get treated funny. So where is that supposed to encourage you to want to come to church, to want to, you know, get your life right, as they say, and be a better person according to them, if this is how they treat you when you do make a mistake?
Exactly. Touche. I like it. Now, how does it affect you and the way you raise your kids? Are you really like, not even trying to make my kids go to church like that because of that?
Well, of course, when I was married, and I was married to a preacher, and it was a Pentecostal church, so we was at church Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, Sunday night, good God. So, of course, the years that I was married, for four or five years, that's what we did. That's all they knew. We go to church, but I'm not even going to lie, we don't go to church, you know, often. We might go once every couple of months. But when my daughter goes home to spend the summer with her father, she's in church like that every day, other day, all day. And I see it in her because she's going to be a preacher's kid. And she calls me, Mommy, I'm so tired of going to church. Oh, I'm sick of church. They stay too long. They do this, do that. And she's only 11. So I can already see that once she gets a certain age, she just not going to even want to go to church at all because of how much she has to go. And that's only during the summer.
Oh, in the summer on top of that. So,
right.
No, what's
going to
happen is trips to spend the summer with dad is going to shorten. That's going to stop
right.
popping off. That's what's going
right.
to happen. That's what's going to pop off.
I don't think I want to stay for the whole summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to come for a couple weeks.
But I
notice a difference in her. Like, when she's there and they make her go to church, she doesn't want to do this. She doesn't want to participate. When we go to church here, you know, and she goes to the little children's church, because she's not made to go all the time, she's more interested. She'll get up and talk and answer questions. Or if they say, well, we want somebody to read this Bible verse, she'll volunteer. But when she's at her dad's church, because it's so much pressure put on her because she's the first grandchild, you know, her grandfather's the pastor, daddy's the preacher, they try to make her do so much, she just shuts down and she won't do anything.
Very interesting. Very interesting to have a child. Very, very, very interesting to have a child that's going through such a stark difference in the way their parents view it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, what's going to happen? I think, you know, I'm just guessing here. Just, you know, educated guess, not even educated, just guessing. What's going to happen is instead of her even subjecting herself to that, when she gets old enough to say, "Mama, I don't want to go stay with my daddy for the summer." You feel me? With you being the custodial parent and you saying, well, okay, if you don't want to, you don't have to, that's
right.
What the fuck it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And then, see, with her, she's got an out. She's
right.
got an out. She's got a parent who knows what the fuck is up and ain't going to make her do that. And you're the custodial parent, so she's actually good. Because once she get
right.
old enough to just be like, you know what, fuck that, she's going to say that exactly. Not in those words, but she's going to be like, I don't want to go stay with my dad this summer. Or like you said, instead of staying the whole summer, she's going to say, I'll go stay up there for 2-3 weeks, but then I got to come back. You feel
right.
what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the fuck I'm willing to bet anything.
I'm already putting money on it. She actually, now she's getting older, like this summer, she was a little like, I don't know, Mama, you leaving? Can I go back with you? I was like, you know, you got to stay for the summer because she's still at that age where, you know, I don't want to fight with him too much right now. She was kind of like, no.
Right.
I was like, okay, you know, go and stay this summer and, you know, we'll look at it again next summer and see, you know, how things looking when you're a little bit older.
Exactly. So, another question, do you buy into, now you got to keep in mind of what you did, all right,
mm-hmm.
who you were, and how you and your other church friends was rolling, do you feel, real talk, 24/7, I see you, I'm coming to you right now after this question, do you buy into the fact that PKs or church kids are, for the most part, worse than kids who don't go, that whole stigma? Church
you know
girls
what?
Are the worst girls. Sneaky, blah, blah, all that.
No, I won't say they're the worst. I think you're just like any other kid, and you're going to test the boundaries, and you're going to do what you want. You're going to do what you want to do. You're going to do what you're going to do because you're trying to become your own person. I just think that you get that stigma because you're supposedly taught better or raised better than maybe the next child. So you get that stigma that if you do the exact same thing, oh, you're worse. You know, that's a preacher's kid. You're supposed to know better or whatever. So I don't think preacher's kids, church kids are worse. I just think that there's too much emphasis put on the fact that you a preacher's kid or you a church kid. The fact should be you just a kid and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to do what you want to do while you're trying to find yourself like any other kid that's trying to find themselves.
Mm-hmm. Touche.
I mean, I just don't buy into that preacher's kids are the worst kids or they worse than any other kid.
Right, right, exactly. All right, thanks. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line. I'm going to answer this other call real quick. You feel me? See what they're talking about. I don't know who this is. So, 347-776. You rocking with K1. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for calling in. Who's popping?
Hey, Blizzum. It's the Crush.
Oh, well, the Crush. What's popping, babe? Ruby's on the line.
The Crush to my candy.
This is, for those of y'all don't know, this is the counterpart, the other half of the Candy Crush show. You feel me? And we got her on the line. You're going to say, I appreciate her calling in. I called her show earlier, but I called in a little bit too late. But if you listen to the app, the MP3 version, you can hear my thoughts on what we were talking about today. But for the purposes of this show, episode 98 of K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Too much of a good thing. And tonight, for the purpose of tonight's show, that good thing is church. Now, like I said, I'm not arguing about the fact that is church good or not. Church is good. There's nothing wrong with church in moderation. The point is, can too much of it be bad, especially when it comes to parents making their kids go? Now, LaCrush, first question is, do you think making kids go to church a lot, when I say a lot, I don't mean just on Sunday, I mean Sunday, choir practice, Tuesday night prayer meeting, Wednesday night Bible studies, children's ministry on the weekend, the most shit, all right? All that. What do you think about that? Do you think that is a bad idea?
I'm torn in between it. I say I'm torn because you send your kids to church. For some parents, at least you know where your kids are. And you know, some people don't know how to handle on that. Then my other concern is, you know, so the kid being rebellious and wanting to lash out and find their identity, like the young lady said, and, you know, you have kids out there that act up and don't want to. Then when they get older, they don't want to be involved in church at all.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're torn.
Torn in between. It's like it's good, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Okay, true. Okay, did you have to go to church often when you grew up? Did you have to go?
There was sometimes, at some points in my life, I had to go, but...
Really.
I guess when I got into my teenage years, it wasn't really that serious.
Right,
I went to an all-girl Catholic high school.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, that's kind of like going to church every day.
I was going to say that. Like, you know, it was mandatory for us to take religion class. I mean, if that counts, you know. So.
Right. I mean, so kind of, sort of, you know what I'm saying? Did it make you say when you got older and you got on your own or whatever, that you was not going to go to church so much because you had to go to a Catholic school and you went to church? Did it make you feel like you didn't want to go as much when you got older because of that?
No, that's not what made me do it. It had nothing to do with the fact that I went when I was a youngin. But I tell you this, going to a Catholic high school and living in an urban community, it was wicked.
Yeah,
because we were all girls, you know, and it was really, it's a conspiracy. I don't care what y'all done told. I don't care who told y'all. They lied. It's because you go to Catholic school don't mean you're getting a better education. They lied to y'all.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I didn't know that.
So much politics when you go into Catholic school. That's what it all is. When you go to it's a lot of politics compared to going to public school.
Mm-hmm. So then, I guess I'll ask you this then. Did you feel like since you went to a Catholic school and you kind of had to go to church, whatever, if you were doing anything wrong, do you feel like you had to put on some kind of act or something up front because you were? And then secretly, if you were going to church and you were going to Catholic school, but then again, you was out, like, humping your boyfriend every other day, you know what I'm saying? You know, when mom and dad were at work late or whatever, you feel me? You know, were you living like that, or were you just kind
of
like...
No, because church wasn't... I mean, church is a big part of my family, but as far as me personally, church wasn't a big thing. Like, if I was going to be an asshole, they already knew I was an asshole. Like, whole point of sending me to Catholic school to begin with, because I was being an asshole. So.
Oh, okay, so you were just fucking bad. You know what I'm saying? You were just fucking bad.
I really wasn't. I was sneaky.
I was sneaky.
I did a lot of shit, but I act like I wasn't doing shit. But, you know, not sure I'll say I was doing shit. I was real sneaky with it. I thought I could get over everybody.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't bad. I wasn't.
So I was talking about you. Okay. You're one of those people, right? Okay. How do you think it will affect you? How will that affect how you raise your kids? You have kids?
Nope.
Okay. Well, if you would ever have kids,
nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
No. You're not gonna have any kids, so
nope.
Pretty much just kill it, Blizzum. Okay.
Yeah,
I just killed a whole lot of questions. Okay, last question. Do you believe, of course you kind of answered this already, but do you believe that PKs of church kids are actually tend to be worse than regular kids, or is that just because the spotlight's on them like most of the people want to say today on the show?
Well, I think that's what it is. It's like when you're talking about the urban community versus the suburbs. You know, a lot of real wicked shit happened in the suburbs, but y'all so busy focused on the urban and on the inner city that y'all don't see the wicked shit that's going on in the suburbs. And the same thing with those church kids. They doing a lot of wicked shit. And you might say that it's kind of worse if that's even a case than what the inner city kids are doing. At least that shit is on Front Street, you know?
Right, exactly. Okay, I feel that. Well, since I got both the ladies from La Crush, from Candy Crush on the air, ladies Ruby and La Crush, would you please tell the people how to get to your show, and I can answer this next call. Go ahead, write it down.
All right. The afternoon quickie, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. You can go to our website, soulfantasyradio.com, or you can hit us up on Blog Talk Radio as well. Every Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and we're on 5 days a week. Just Google us.
All righty. I got into a deep discussion with Ruby earlier. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because me and Ruby are PKs, and we making them look bad. They say. We off the fucking chain. We some freaks. All kind of shit. We pretty much feeling that stigma to the teeth. But we don't give a shit, do we, Ruby?
No, we don't give a fuck. And my mom is in her room right now reading the Bible, honey.
Uh-huh. tell Sister Johnson to lick your cat trick.
Hell yeah. And we do have a Sister Johnson in the church.
With her nose ass.
Yeah,
no, her old
nose ass with her glasses on the tip of her nose.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, what you doing?
She probably looking at your ass. Don't want to tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nicole, thanks for calling in, babe. Let me go ahead and take this other caller. You feel me?
Huh?
All right. Stand by, ladies. This is Domi. This is my homie, T. Lewis. T. Lewis, is this you, homie?
Yeah, man. What's up?
What's happening, dog? We just calling in to the show.
Yeah,
finally,
man.
Finally, a black man. What the fuck is he that shall remain? I'm going to murk this nigga. This nigga know he need to be calling in to the show today. This nigga's a preacher's kid, except this nigga's not calling the show. I think he at work or something. He said he's going to try calling. But, homie, you've been listening for a minute. You know what we're talking about. Episode 98, you dig? Too much of a good thing. Now, you know what we're talking about. You've been on the line for a minute. You've been listening. Do you think making kids go to church a lot is good or bad?
To be honest, I think it depends on the kid. But I think if you take the child, I think if I had to pick one, I think it's a bad thing, because if you take your child to church too much or just every single day, where's the time to learn anything else? You see what I'm saying? It's like all your extracurricular activity, all of your studying activities, as it relates to school and all of your friends are churchgoers. And so why I think it would be a bad thing is, like, let's say the child ends up going to college and stuff like that. All he knows are people who go to that church. And then you meet somebody who's an atheist or someone who's, like, teeter-tottering, whether they don't know if they believe or not, then he's going to have a problem socially, or she.
Right. I wanna make sure I reiterate on that. That's a good point, bro. Real quick, let me tell you something, people. Whenever you do that, it's already bad to me for you to force your child to go to church a lot more than normal. You feel what I'm saying? But you are
right.
Compounding, and you are really, really fucking all the way completely up if you do that and you don't let them do shit else outside of church functions. That that is absolutely, unequivocally, the dumbest shit ever a parent could do. Now, that, my people, is bad parenting. Because
I don't give a fuck
about how you feel about God, church, or anything. That you can love the Lord, hate the Lord, love the, I don't give a shit. That's retarded as fuck. That is isolating and not preparing your child for the real world in which they live. As if that child is only going to have to deal with you and your nice little church world for the rest of their fucking life. As if they're not going to have to go out here and be a sheep amongst wolves at some point. Okay? So not only is it, I think it's a bad idea to make a child go to church too much and just do too much of anything. You should take everything in moderation. But you are absolutely dumb if you make them go to church all the time. And then whenever they want to go to one of their friends' little party or a little school function, or they want to do anything else and it ain't got nothing to do with the church, and you like, nah, that ain't a God. And look, I'm going to tell you, you are a fucking bad parent. You can take that shit back. Tell your mama them, your auntie, I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Give a fuck, nigga. Tell all of them I said that shit. That is so counterproductive to them becoming a normal, productive a part of society. I can't stress that shit enough. You feel what I'm saying? Because some people make their kids go to church a lot, but they still let them do other shit. But I know some people who make their kids go to church all the time, and they can't do shit unless it's going to the church. They can't go to Six Flags unless the church going to Six Flags. They can't go to the skating rink unless the church going to skating rink. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They can't watch cartoons because they can't watch Harry Potter because it's about witchcraft and all this other fucking retarded shit.
Don't even get me started on Harry Potter thing, because I've had debates about that. I'm not even going there.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to tell your kids that Harry Potter is a fucking movie. It's make believe. It's rated fucking PG.
I love Harry Potter.
You know what I mean? Well, Candy, we know you. Candy, we know you're the devil. You are the devil.
But look who's calling. Look who's calling Kettle Black, though. Come on now.
I'm just saying, man. I think that Terrence hit a nice point. Now go ahead. Let me finish up with Terrence. Terrence.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Did you go to church a lot? Did you have to go to church a lot growing up?
I didn't have to go to church as much as a lot of other people I've heard talk about on the line, but it was enough for me. About 2-3 times a week, depends on how my mom was feeling and stuff like that.
Did it make you feel like you weren't gonna go when you got older? Was it enough to make you feel like that?
Specifically one time what really made me tell, well, like, and I say when I get older, I ain't going to church like that. I did something and got in trouble, and my mama got mad. And I was supposed to be in, like, the, you know how they do the Christmas programs and the stuff like that. She said, get over in that corner and learn that Easter speech. I was like, I am never, ever, ever, ever planning to just participate in an Easter speech or any Christmas program ever in church again. That just turned me against what she did. It's just like my punishment was to learn that speech. I was like,
right.
I don't even want to do it now. Forget that. Oh,
right. No. Yeah, that's just not. I mean, you punished. I don't even get that. I don't know, Mom. That one flew over my head right there. I don't get that at all. Okay. What about I know you don't have kids, but what do you think being raised like that is going to have as far as an effect on you when you have kids? Are you going to be extra conscious and mindful not to force it down their throat? Or are you going to kind of what do you think about that? How do you think it's going to affect you in raising your kids when you have some?
Oh, I'm going to be mindful of it. I'm definitely going to keep it. As a parent, it's going to be a dictatorship. It's not going to be a democracy. Yeah, what I say goes, but I am going to keep the child's thought process in mind, because I had to think about that. My mom didn't think about what I wanted to do. And it may not have even been a destructive thing to not want to go to church, or if I wanted to do something that she thought that, or even something that she never understood enough and she never paid attention to or never got involved in. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You always got to keep that in consideration, because, I mean, you don't know. Your child might want to paint.
Right.
And you never thought about that because you never kind of think about it. But it's like, oh, no, you need to be on up in this church. And you ain't going to see that movie unless old Jimmy from that you go to Sunday school with go and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, no, it ain't like that. Jimmy
right.
don't paint.
Right.
Jimmy don't even know how to halfway write his name. So why I want to hang out with him?
Right, right. Yeah, that really used to – that's really bad when parents make their kids hang out with the kids in the church and only allow them to have friends. To befriend those people, they can only spend the night at their house. I understand you can't let your kids spend the night at anybody's house, but just because somebody don't, you got motherfuckers in the church that's molesters. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's like
sir.
Sometimes I think a lot of parents just go with the flow. You feel what I'm saying? They just go
yeah.
with the flow, assume that just because, oh, such them is good Christians or whatever, their kid is safe at their fucking house.
Yeah.
And it's,
yep.
it's millions and millions and millions of kids who got molested. With that assumption being in place. One last question before I go. Do you believe the
yeah,
PKs,
man.
The church kids, are the worst kids, or is that just some shit people say? From your own experience.
From my own experience, some of the preacher's kids was worse than some of the niggas that grew up in the project. Especially they grew up in Foxwood. I mean, they were mashing more trees than niggas that was out in the street chilling. I'm like, God, dog. I'm like, y'all niggas is getting it in. I'm like, what's happening?
Well, so then you say the saying is true then, right?
In my experience, yeah.
I was trying to say, a preacher kids are bad. That's about that.
I'm just saying. He said from his experience. This man can only go by what he's saying. He's saying all the goddamn preacher sons was getting all the pussy. He couldn't even get no pussy. He could not get his mash on because these goddamn preacher boys around here fucking all the girls. All the preacher boys coming here. You know what I'm saying?
The female too was getting their mash on too, for real. True story.
Yeah,
I remember
that's true.
I remember one time, I was walking. It was in the middle of Foxwood, just chilling, hanging out. We were going to the basketball court to go play ball. I ain't gonna say this person's name, but this person's mama came out and was chastising us because we was out in the green box. And everybody in the class would know where we'd chill out on the green box, just hanging out, chastising me because we just, you know, tripping, bouncing basketball around and stuff like that. We ain't out on the basketball court. And she gonna come tell us, talking about, well, my children don't do this and this and this and that. They be in the house at 8 o'clock. They know better. They supposed to do this and this and that. And I'm sitting here like, Healthy, as soon as you go to sleep, your daughter got her nigga sneaking in the window. What are you talking about? And
right.
I wanted to tell her that so bad, but at the time I was like 15, so you know I didn't want to disrespect the lady. But
I
came out, I just wanted to let her know, but I just went, well, you'll find out sooner or later. Next thing you know, daughter started getting pregnant.
Right.
On a regular basis.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So.
But you know. Yeah, I do think sometimes you have the preachers and church people who actually put their kids on pedestals as if they don't do shit because they taught their kid that and their kid hide the true nature of who they are fooled into thinking that their kid are something that they're not.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
And then the parent
ends up
getting confused. Yeah, I did that. I persuade my family like that, too. Like, I was just a good girl. Yeah.
And Candy, I ain't trying to put you out there. Nothing. I know your mom was, like, perplexed after you were just like, what it came from?
Yeah.
What you talking about? You talking crazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, I came out at 12, so, I mean, in Bible study, because, you know, they came, you know, they were talking about, you know.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I will mute myself again.
Wait. I got to make sure. Let me stop the background music. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Did you just say that you came out of the closet in Bible study?
Yeah.
I don't think I heard that right.
Yeah.
All the places to come out.
I mean, come on now. Let me tell you. Okay, if y'all don't like what somebody's saying, if y'all think that, I mean, what they're saying ain't true and ain't real, ain't y'all going to come out and say something? And I did.
Yeah.
I mean, because they were like, because they were talking about, you know, this lady in church. She was, you know, she stood up and she was saying, you know, how she feel about, because her grandson, you know, he came out saying that, you know, he was gay and all this other stuff. And then, and she was just like, well, this
well, Dykes and everything. And I just stood up, and, you know, I said what I had to say, that it wasn't right. Y'all all going to hell because y'all judging him, and just to turn around and say, yeah, I'm a dyke, and I'm proud of it. So, I mean, if you like it, you know, hey, that's it. If you hate it, you can kiss my butt.
You stood up.
Yes, at my grandparents' church. At my grandparents' church, yes, I did. At Bible study week, yes, I did. And I don't regret what I did, but I feel bad because I shouldn't have did it that way.
Bible study week. I'm talking about the venue. That's what I'm talking about.
What do I do? Do I open up the lines after you just sat here and said that you stood up in the middle of fucking Bible study?
I did.
15 minutes left. Texas, you on the line. Keisha, you on the line. Michigan, call you on the line. Shay, you on the line.
I'm going up right now and I'm telling my mom about it.
If you want to talk, Key, hit the number one.
Yeah, she told everybody. My mom looked like she just wanted to cry, and she did.
Does anybody else have a problem with what Ruby did like I do? Anybody?
I ain't mean to start nothing, Ruby.
Hey, speak your mind up forever. Hold your peace. Ain't that what they say?
Shay, Michigan girl, Keisha, Texas, all y'all mic is open.
Oh, I think everybody's like, wow.
I'm in shock. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say on that one.
Because the whole, you know, the people in the church, everybody in the church, you know, they were my family. You know, most of them, like 85% of them was my family. So, I mean, come on, if I see somebody that's standing up and they saying something wrong, I don't care. And you know, I look at it like, okay, y'all supposed to be the grown-ups. Y'all not supposed to be talking behind nobody's back. God forgives. You know, it's not for y'all to judge. So the only thing that I knew that was right in my heart was to just stand up and just say what was on my mind.
Well, out of the mouth of children is what they say.
Yes, say what's on my mind, because I didn't feel like that was right, and I just wanted to break down and cry like, damn, why would this woman, you know, come up and say something like that about, you know, her own grandchild, and then everybody in the pulpit, you know, talking about amen, amen, amen. What?
Well, obviously she didn't know Ruby was in the house.
I don't.
She was brave because you know what? I got preached about across the pulpit, and I just got up and walked out because I know if I would have said something, the whole church might have came down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's not right. And I don't care. I don't care whose church it is. If y'all not talking about something that's real, I'm not finna talk behind your back. I'm not finna judge nobody. Don't do that. If it's supposed to be the house of the Lord, I mean, you ain't supposed to gossip. You ain't supposed to judge.
True.
But you were, first of all, the shock of it all is the fact that you were 12. Which,
yeah, right.
If you're coming out of the closet at 12, that means you've had sex, you had a homosexual experience or something.
Yes, I did
already.
With my ex-wife. Yes, I did.
Okay,
she stayed next door with us.
Okay, so that means you openly admitting to everybody that you're a 12-year-old that's having sex with a girl in Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
This is my problem, Ruby. This is what I'm just.
I openly admitted, but I didn't let them know. I just said, you know, I just told them, well, I'm a dyke too. You know, I didn't tell them that I was a lesbian, nothing like that. You know, I didn't come out and say, yeah, I'm a dyke, but I didn't come out and say that, you know, I was having sex. I just came out and was like, well, I'm a dyke. So, I mean, I don't appreciate what they're saying. And they bashing, you know, other people. No, I don't care. That's not right, and I'd do it all over again, but I'd probably say it in a different way.
I don't know.
Anybody,
Keisha, what did you say, Keisha? Keisha.
Okay,
Keisha
fell out somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I was hollering when you said it. I was like,
what the?
Did she say what I thought she said?
Yeah.
Let me open up the mic.
Kids in the school. Huh?
Can you hear it? Do you hear what's going on?
I mean, I can't. You know, I've had some kids come out and say some stuff during my little Bible study group when I had them, and it nothing really surprises me anymore. But like you said, we try to make one sin worse than another one when it's really not. It's really not, so.
Well,
I look at it the same way as the kid that came out of my Bible study and was like, they was having sex, and you know, she the preacher's daughter, and God said it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not shocked by anything that they say, because I worked with them for so long, and that I've heard a lot of things come out. So hey, I'm not even surprised.
Yeah.
I think like when you because and then like you said that was your people, that was your people's shirt. So if you did it, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Not even just shocked when you standing up there doing that, but the fact that that was your people's church, then I feel like I don't know if I would have did that. Even being me, you feel me? Even being who I am, I don't think I would have did that.
Like, my family always taught, you know, be open. You know, y'all can come to us, y'all can come to the church, you know, talk about anything and everything. So that was just the whole point. If that woman can stand up and, I mean, if you can come to church to talk about anything and everything, and y'all supposed to be my family, so, hell, why not? Why not have been the perfect time to come out and say it? Everybody was there.
Yeah, but...
So, I mean, hey, if anything, hell, I'd rather be in the church house when they killed my ass. So,
I don't know.
It is what it is.
I'm
church folks be the worst sometimes, them damn church folks.
Mm-hmm.
I got a million stories about
them. And you know,
and
one thing about I can say is that they never, you know, they never said anything. I mean, everybody in church, they were just speechless. They couldn't say nothing. But my grandpa said, that's my granddaughter. You know, I am a godly person. I'm going to love her regardless, because it's not up to us to judge. But I wish that she never would have stood up in church and said that.
I mean, for real.
Because he knows how people are. He knows the way they are. So that's why he probably wish he never said it, because he know how they are already.
Right, they don't talk about
so they need to be the ones getting prayed for. They need to be the ones up there getting some help, not you, because you was honest and told the truth about something. It's like, you can be in church,
being honest,
you don't tell
the
truth.
I'm not even tripping because she was. It's not about the fact.
It's not about what she said, as far as I'm concerned, either, because there's a lot of people in there, they sleeping around with whoever, just because they're not sleeping with somebody of the same sex. It don't make it any different. They're doing what you're not supposed to be damn doing.
Yeah, I was in Bible study. It wasn't nothing but like 25 people.
Nothing
but it got around to the whole. It got around to the whole.
Wow.
By Sunday, Sunday, like the whole 250 people that be there on Sunday, shit, everybody already knew.
Well, that's a quarter of them.
Right.
So, I mean, hey, it is what it is, because they were gonna find out regardless. You know, they were gonna find out regardless.
I'm still tripping out at the timing. I'm saying, Peter Kid might not be the worst, but y'all got some bad timing, though.
Yeah.
It's the timing of it. That's like I said, it's the timing of that. That was a little over the top.
But, and hey, you know, like they say, Peter Kid can get away with anything. No, we can't.
Have your mama had a heart attack before? Have you given her a heart attack?
No, you know what? And you know what? I thought she was gonna have one when she walked in on my ex-wife having sex, but she didn't. And I'm surprised. She should be in therapy right now.
She should.
Yeah,
she should.
I mean, because you know, I'm openly about everything. I don't care. You ask me whatever, I'll tell you. I don't care. And so sometimes I do think that she would have a heart attack sometimes, but she don't, because she already knows me. Everybody that knows me, they know anything that I do is no surprise.
Right. Well,
no surprise.
Well, honestly, like I said, I opened up the phone lines, and we only got 7 minutes left. I'll leave them open. You feel me? Since we only got 7 minutes left in the show, and I gotta stop the show directly at 10 tonight, so I'll go ahead and leave this particular part of the show for the open. I only opened up the mic lines of people who had already talked and hit the number one. So these last 7 minutes, if you feel the need to say anything, or you want to say anything, or if you just kind of sitting back listening, you know, to this right here, you know what I'm saying? Whatever this is, it's cool. Just hit the number one. I open up your mic for the last 7 minutes.
I'm gonna put it on your page. I'm gonna put it on your little, you know, your little private page.
Right.
Because today I got like 80 some hits already today, so I'm gonna see how
far. Man, y'all had me at work.
We set up on that page all the time. That's a regular.
You know, I wouldn't admit I was just saying something. Then hell, we were just chatting it up, so I would put that on there. What do y'all think about me setting up in church at 12, saying I was opening?
Well, the ones who wasn't there, they'll chime in on that. I've already given my opinion. I'm not tripping. I commend the fact that you did it, but I question the venue. If anything else, I just question right then. But I know you were triggered. You feel me? You got triggered at the end of the day because somebody sat there and was doing something so blatantly wrong to you. It forced your hand. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so I will give you props. For standing up for what you believed in. You feel what I'm saying?
And
even in that atmosphere or whatever. But I must, in fact, give you... because you didn't have to sit there and say that shit in Bible study. I'm giving
you
props.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You know what? In Bible study, everybody talks about everything. You know, they just stand up and they talk about anything, giving their testimonies and stuff like that. I would have did the same thing if they would have said something about, you know, teenagers getting pregnant, teenagers having sex. And
okay.
What the fuck was y'all doing when y'all was our age?
Man, this lady got mad because I said something about abortion because you don't try to make me out to be this, you know, because I had a child when I was 17. And so I bust out because I knew she had made this other girl have an abortion. So I was like, I said, people have skeletons in their closet and some of them have literal skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
uh-oh.
So you don't have to, bust that out and then they don't want to talk about that no more. Like,
yeah.
We need to move on. No, bitch, you want to talk about it, let's go.
Yeah.
The difference between me and you is that my child is here and not in the garbage can behind
mm-hmm.
no abortion clinic.
Yeah. Exactly how I feel about it, because if I don't think somebody's, if I'm at somebody's church and I don't think they write on something either, I will walk out or I will stand up and speak for what I believe in.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that's all right.
Because nobody has to have a voice. I mean, everybody else sitting there quiet, they don't want to say nothing, but shit, why not? Shit. Something in my heart tells me to stand up, and I stand up and I say whatever I have to say. It might not be no testimony.
You could have been in my Bible study group.
I don't know how being a 12-year-old dyke comes into play in Bible study.
It let people know that life is real. It's real life out here. Kids playing around these little church games. People go through some real shit. People go through real stuff. Quit playing.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm on her side. You feel what I'm saying? Because she is what she is, and she was like, fuck it. Y'all sitting in here bashing this dude, and she stood up for the dude. You feel me? So, like I said, I give all the props in the world for that. But, I mean, come on, man.
I wouldn't have did it. I mean, if I look back, I wouldn't have did it when I was 12. I probably, you know, would have waited like when I was, you know, a little bit older, probably like 14 or 15. But, hey. It's the same thing, like standing up, hey, at the family reunion and telling everybody.
Real quick, everybody. Keep it 100 now. Keep it 100.
Uh-oh.
What is the worst shit y'all ever did in church? Don't lie. Don't lie.
I didn't fornicate in church.
Anybody? I think I have your answer. Key?
I have not done anything bad, but I have thought about doing some terrible things in church. Like, I want to whoop a couple people's ass and then take them to the pulpit for prayer after I whoop their ass.
Okay. Shay?
I can also say I haven't done anything in church.
No.
I was too scared. I might get struck by lightning or something.
I was scared, too. I still thought it, though.
I take that seriously. I take that for real.
Okay, Michigan girl.
I cussed my ex-husband out in church.
Dang.
You cussed out the preacher man.
In church?
I cussed out the preacher and the pastor and the first lady in church.
That's what's up.
that's what's up? Really?
My thing was, okay. Y'all gonna sit up and talk about me and talk about, y'all pray for I need the saints to pray for my daughter-in-law. She don't want to be married. But your son was the one sleeping with the chick in the church, but y'all trying to make me look bad, like I'm the one that just don't want to do whatever. So I was like, fuck you, y'all say his name.
See?
Anybody else? Do you know what's...
I really didn't do nothing in church because I was, to be honest, I was scared because First of all, they probably tell my grandma, and I won't try to be caught in that kind of mess. That, it just won't happen.
Okay. Texas?
What about an abandoned church? Does that count?
A what now?
Abandoned church.
Abandoned?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Somebody was getting a groove on an abandoned church? Is that what we're trying to
say? Oh, an abandoned church. Oh, yeah. Abandoned church.
Is that what we're trying to say?
Old ass church. That's all I condemn.
It's still the church.
But it has the pews still in there.
It's still the church.
Okay, Keisha, not on the line. I'm gonna mute
Okay,
her mic.
Well, I guess I did something then. I lost my virginity in there.
See? Damn it, man!
Hey, hold on, wait!
I can't talk. I got some head in the church. I can't even lie. I got to kill myself.
I did too.
I'm not surprised.
In my mama's study, I did.
First of all, it was like the side that's not really the sanctuary. It was the side where like the other extra buildings
were.
It was the church. Don't try to clean it up now.
Well, everybody, I gotta get ready to get out of here on time because I got some business to handle. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. You feel me? It was another live and crazy show. Feel free to pick up any conversation you want to in the K100 group page. You feel me? I think everybody that's on the show, right? Well, everybody that's talking, the people who are still listening, who numbers I don't know, and these private numbers, I don't know. But if you're not a part of my K100 private group page, then you should join it because we have a lot of stuff going on there, too, that we talk about.
Unless you're a snitch, don't get on that damn snitch.
Oh, hell no.
It's private.
You judgmental or sensitive. Stay your ass off.
All right,
Don't come on.
Yeah, don't do it if you sensitive and shit. And it's by invitation only. So if you really want to be in it, send me a message through Facebook, and we'll check you out. You know what I'm saying? But if we find out that you know what I'm saying, coming in here trying to find out some information about somebody and go back and run and tell that, of course, it's a wrap for you. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to episode 98. I won't have a show tomorrow night. Be performing. Oh, and if you're in the Atlanta area, everybody in the Atlanta area, please, if you're not doing nothing tomorrow night, please come out to Touch Lounge. Check out the me and the homies, Team Shreds. We're going to be performing. You know what I'm saying? So you live in Atlanta and you ain't got nothing to do tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Come hang out with us. You know what I'm saying? Rock the mic and everything. We're going to put it down. We're going to hang out. We're going to kick it. All right. So I'm out of here, man. Y'all be easy. And I'll catch y'all on Monday. All right. Later.
Be safe.
All right.
Go Shreds.